This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1192. What's your greatest asset? How to talk about advantages in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What does the word asset mean and how can you use it? It's a broad word with many uses, but today we'll zoom in on a few key ones. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Michelle. I'm feeling good. It's the middle of the summer. And yeah, getting ready to take a road trip out west. I'm going to go to Yosemite and Glacier National Park. I just love the West. I love the Western United States. I'm so enamored by it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, you're going to have to tell us all about that trip. That's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be doing updates on Instagram for sure and taking you guys around the country.
Yeah.
another swing around the U.S., right?
I mean, that's great.
The Great American Road Trip. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So it'll be fun. So guys, tune into that. Go to our Instagram channel. We now have an Instagram channel. Make sure you're following us over there. And, you know, Jessica and Michelle are also adding really cool videos all the time and photos. Michelle, you took us to a fair where you were eating cotton candy a few weeks ago.
Yes, is that right? I did.
Yeah. How cool. That was actually a great post. What did you teach over there?
What did I teach? Oh my gosh. I can't remember. I have to go.
Something like sweet, like the word sweet or something like that. I can't remember. But guys, if you were on our Instagram channel, you would know. So you should go over and follow our channel so you can check that out all the time, a couple times a week. Very
definitely
cool.
And I'm glad you brought up Instagram, Lindsay, because you recently did an something about the word perk, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was explaining what perks mean, that word, what that word means, and how to use it, right, to talk about good things, positive
right.
things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that kind of like leads me actually in today's episode, because we're going to talk about a word that's kind of similar to perk in a way, kind of along similar lines. And what's that word today, Lindsay?
That word is asset. Asset.
Okay. So it's not exactly the word perk, but it kind of reminds me of it in a way, you know, because it's, you know, it's a positive thing. It's like a good thing. It's an advantage, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Exactly. It's a little different than perk, but it's on the same wavelength, I think.
Right. Exactly. So just when we were about to talk about it and you're talking about Instagram, I'm like, I remember that one. Yeah. So that was a really good one, Lindsay. I like that one. But before we get into this episode today, Lindsay, what do we want to remind our listeners of?
Yeah. I mean, it's summertime. If you guys are going to need to take the IELTS exam in the fall or maybe this summer, next winter, you want to go right now and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Jessica and I are over there 3 days a week. Jessica was an examiner for 14 years. That means that really no one has better insight into the exam than she does. So you definitely want to go over there, search for IELTS Energy and hit subscribe and listen Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, guys. Cool.
Okay. So Lindsay, we were saying that we have a question about this interesting word, which is asset, right?
Yeah. Asset. I like this because this is actually a very diverse word. It can be used in a bunch of different ways for sure.
For sure. For sure. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us today about this word?
Okay. This question is from Matasia. I like that name. That's cool. Matasia. Wow. Yeah. All right. So the student says, by the way, if I could ask a question for the show, I struggle with the word asset. I'm hearing asset a lot in crime movies and other shows and interviews. I know it has different meanings. That's true. I think it's like a valuable person or a valuable thing. And then, yeah. Okay, great. I'm actually glad we're going into this one. This is a good example, guys, of a word that you do need to know a number of different ways to use this word because it is so variable. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, yeah, it's a very useful word. I hear it all the time in different contexts. We're going to kind of focus on one context today, but we're going to touch on some other definitions. Yeah. So many definitions. Okay, let's talk about it. So what is an asset? I mean, the first one that I think of is the first definition is that it's an advantage, right? Something or someone useful or valuable. So I got a little help from the dictionary on that one to best put it. I think that that is one of the main uses of this word. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. I think, an advantage, I would say. For sure.
That's very common. Mm-hmm. And what's another definition, Lindsay?
Well, something that you have that's worth something. So this is more in the material sense. Like,
yes.
Your assets, your financial assets are your home, your car, your jewelry, right? Things like that. And then in that same way, I've heard that being used like assets. When we build our app, for example, we need to upload our design assets for the app. Like we need to upload screenshots that we have a designer create. The designer creates the assets. Okay. That's one kind of niche way to use that.
Interesting. I didn't know that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What else, Michelle? I mean, there's a lot here, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it also means military equipment.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess, in the sense of like a belong. Well, I didn't really, I hadn't heard it being used
Me
that
either.
Way. But it falls in line with the definition of something valuable that you own.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's interesting because I did not know that one. Yeah. So I'm looking at the dictionary right now, like planes, ships, things like that are considered assets.
That makes sense. I guess that makes sense. So sometimes a lot of these are for like niche areas. Like what I said with the app is just for a design. Only a designer would really know that. And someone hiring a designer, right? That an asset is like a piece of art. But it just depends on the niche. But I think to remember that it's a belonging or something that's useful, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, that overarching kind of definition for it. I think that's a good one. And I'm guessing, you know, our listener mentioned hearing it in crime shows. I have a feeling that on the crime shows, it might be more like that second definition of like, you know, things that you own that are worth money, right? Because I don't know, I'm imagining if it's a crime show, maybe the person is talking about like, oh yeah, she had her assets frozen or she had, you know, we seized her assets because when we realized she committed the crime or something like that.
Yeah, like I'm looking up right now just quickly, asset forfeiture. I don't really know exactly what it means, but yeah, definitely this could be used in the area of crimes for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Are you taking IELTS soon? Well, now there's a quick way to find out your unique score profile. What score would you get if you took IELTS tomorrow? And what are your biggest score killers for your level? You can get all of this in 8 simple questions. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So I like this question because there's a lot to it. But guys, today we're going to focus on the first definition. 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 Wow, that sounds like a good old American, definition. The nation of definitions. Okay. So an asset is valuable. It's an advantage. Again, it can be about something or someone. I think that this is a really good word to connect with others because it helps you talk about yourself in a positive light or about something in a positive life. And when I hear the word asset, I think of job interviews, right? Mm-hmm. And it just connecting with others also at work. But I don't know. When I hear the word asset, I think of the phrase, what is your greatest asset?
Let's say. Oh, yeah, sure. If you're job hunting, mm-hmm, that makes sense. Yeah,
right. Sure. It sounds like a businessy term. So that's what I think of. So we're going to talk more about it today. So let's give a couple examples, Lindsay. What's that like? For example, where's a place that you would hear this? We were just talking about.
So for example, as you said, at a job interview, right? So what's your greatest asset? Or with a coworker, your coworker might say, oh, your experience is an asset to our team. I'm looking forward to working with you on this project for sure. Yeah. And like to make this really practical, we could talk like, Michelle, what would you say is your biggest asset as a podcaster? What do you think? Ooh. Yeah, it's a good question, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or like, well my, I would hope that it's my bubbly personality. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or my knowledge of the English language. Who knows, guys? Yeah. You'll have to answer that question for me. Or Lindsay, I could ask you, what's your greatest asset as an entrepreneur?
Probably my crazy big visions, my big ideas. I always want to go big. Like, let's go to Japan and hold a live event. That's a crazy idea, right? But we did it. So I don't like to go small. I like to think big. So that's probably my biggest asset. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome. But guys, you don't have to only use it in the workplace. You can use it outside of work as well. So just for example, I think the greatest asset of living in New York City is that you can get any kind of food you want at any time of the day.
Ooh, I love that. That's so true. I remember really good falafel at Marmoud's Falafel down by Washington Square Park. Oh, it was so cheap. It's like $2.50 and you can eat a full meal on that falafel. It's so good.
I love falafel. Yeah, Marmoud's, that's a good place. Shout out to Marmoud's Falafel.
What else?
What's another one, Lindsay?
Okay. Yeah. So having a gym near your house, one of the major assets of having a gym near your house is the ability to spend less time commuting to your workout and having more time to actually work out. I agree. That's true. My gym is walkable from home. And oh boy, I appreciate that about Cambridge so much.
How long does it take you to walk to your gym?
Oh, it's probably like a little under a mile, might be a mile, about a mile walk. So a mile there, a mile back. It's a nice walk. Yeah.
Yeah, and that only adds to your workout.
Exactly. If I had to drive to the gym, I don't know. I feel like that would be tough. That'd be tough.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, like we said, this can be used in the workplace, in a job interview, and also kind of casually, but I don't know. I still think, like, this is where I think maybe I would use perk. Right? Like one of the perks of living in New York City or one of the perks of having a gym nearby. Like it just sounds a little bit more conversational. So to me, asset, I do think of the workplace. I don't know about you, Lindsay, how often it's in your daily vocabulary.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think perk is more casual, like street social language, and then asset. They don't mean exactly the same thing, no. But they can overlap sometimes. And I think asset would tend to be used more in a job interview or a workplace situation because it feels a little more formal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I think. I mean, but I think overall, this is about expressing yourself in a way that makes you sound confident, right? Even if you are talking about something or someone else, because if you acknowledge that something is of value, that's going to show confidence, right? Mm-hmm. If you're talking about yourself, you're showing you believe that you have a lot to offer. That's kind of a bonus phrase, guys, to say you have a lot to offer. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Basically saying like you're valuable. Right. So I think just the only thing with the word asset is because it can kind of sound a little bit more formal. You just don't want to sound too like over the top confident. Right. So if I'm just talking to Lindsay and I'm like, oh, Lindsay, one of my greatest assets is it's uncomfortable for me a little bit. So that's why I think it's best used for, it's good to talk about yourself in a confident way. But mm-hmm. for some reason, this word asset sounds a little bit like, you know, like what you would use for a job interview where you really have to show off. You have to.
Right. It's all about the timing and context. I mean, if you said that to me now, after we've been working together for 4 years, it'd be a little odd, right?
Right. A little odd. Yeah.
Because we've built a relationship. You don't need to be pitching yourself as a person to work with us at All Ears English, right? We did that a long time ago, right?
Right. But
you may have used that at the job interview potentially back in like 2014.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point, Lindsay. Yeah. I mean, so you have to think about who are you saying it to, as you always have to think about, right? This is such a huge part of English. And I mean, the other thing is if you say it about others, you're being positive. I like this because you're lifting others up, which is another bonus phrase. And that shows confidence, I think, to lift others up as well.
Yeah. And I think also just saying something like, not necessarily identifying a skill, just saying you're a huge asset to our show, right. For example, is also totally legitimate, right? Just saying you as a person, everything, the whole package is an asset to us. I think that's also a good way to use it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to use that word as well. So, you know, let's get to a couple of different role plays so our listeners can hear a few more context before we head off. But Lindsay, you want to do the first one?
Yeah. So, hey, I think she's perfect for the job.
Yeah, and her greatest asset is that she has 10 more years of experience than the other applicants.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, okay. How about the next one?
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, are you going to travel anytime soon?
Yeah, well, that's a huge asset of being an entrepreneur. You can make your own schedule. So yes, I'm going to travel.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay, I don't know if I'm ever going to have the confidence to ride my bike in New York City.
Oh, come on, Lindsay. Of course you can. You're so brave. That's one of your many great assets.
I'm not sure if it's brave or just dumb to bike in New York, but
I can't do it. But
Yeah. Boston, it's bad. I mean, I've biked before in Boston, but honestly, like, it's really dangerous. People get hit and killed a lot in Boston. Not a lot. A few times this summer, we'll actually have a biker get hit here in Boston. So yeah.
I'm way too scared to do it. I can't.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's such a way of life for so many people.
It is. And it's also like I can see the perks of it. Here we go. The perks. I can see the perks of biking in Boston because honestly, like getting on the train, if I want to go over to like the downtown Boston from Cambridge, it's just so much nicer to be outside in the breeze, get on a bike over the bridge and get there instead of go walk down to the Red Line, the subway, get on the train. You know what I mean? It's just so much better to be outside. So,
yeah. Wow, somehow this conversation took a turn to riding bikes. How did we get here? That's okay. It's fun. You know, that's natural English, guys. We're taking it. We're not, you know, we plan out episodes, but sometimes we just go off on these tangents and you got to look at it as this is how real life conversations go, right?
Oh, completely. Exactly. When do real life conversations really stay on topic, right? Not very often.
So not you guys at all.
Yeah, you need to be ready to twist and turn with the topic. And that's one of the skills that you're going to be building with All Ears English. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. All right. Well, this was awesome. So, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right. So today, guys, we did focus on kind of one definition of asset, but this is one that gives you the general idea of what it means, and it allows you to talk about what you have to offer, right? A positive aspect of something or someone. And you can also use it, I think more importantly, use it to connect, use it to build others' confidence, show them what they mean to you and how they add so much to the big picture for you, right? That's such a good skill for connection.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And guys, make sure that you guys go out and get the All Ears English app, right, Lindsay? That's super important.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle, because now we have an amazing vocabulary tool and you have to go over there to find out exactly what it is. But it's something that's going to be a game changer, guys. We now have transcripts and a vocabulary tool inside that app. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonus on an iOS device, download it and start listening every day inside the app. Right? Because you get so much more there if you listen over there. Okay, cool.
That's right. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, well, this has been fun. Thanks for that question. And all right, guys, have a great day.
Talk soon, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.